As Wade promises details about the additional murders, the family of one of his alleged new victims say they're feeling their loss once again, and they're angry Wade won't face new charges or a trial for the murders. Arlene Soxy of Nome says her son Henry Ungto Wasruck was 30 years old and living in Anchorage when he was killed in 1999. She says she first heard about the connection to Wade in February.
One of the detectives was talking to Joshua Wade, and he confessed that he was the one that killed my son. They were able to get in touch with one family member, and that was how they contacted us. And it was like he died all over again.
While investigators try to corroborate Wade's claims, it's still unclear whether he could face new charges. That, Soxy says, is not justice.
I was wishing that there would have been a trial for the murder of my son, and I was told that there would be no trial because he's in prison already. It seems like the law is for the people who have committed the crime and not for the family members that are left suffering.
As for Wade, he asked for a transfer out of Alaska for the rest of his life sentence. Soxy says the idea her son's alleged killer could bargain information to get anything at all offends her.
It angered me. My son can't speak for himself. And to know that people in the governing system or the law allow things like that, it's not right either.
Whether Wade's claims on the additional murders prove true or false, he'll still remain behind bars for the rest of his life.